Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, God bless you. Welcome to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for his grace and mercy. Thanking for another week. Amen. Of blessings, another week of victory. Amen. Another week of triumph in the name of the Lord. And we are grateful today for how the Lord has blessed us. Amen. And brought us safely another week. Amen. Another week. And we're grateful. We thank God for how the Lord is blessing us. Amen. And each and every day, it's a new walk, a different walk with the Lord as far as experiences and growth and things we deal with, and always go the way we plan or the way we want things to go. There are times when things deliberately go a certain way because there is a master plan. There is a master plan that God has set for us, and this plan has to be carried out. Our destiny, what God has purposed for us and planned for us, has to be carried out. So with that in mind, we have to know where we stand with the Lord. And on tonight, I just want to talk to you for a little while. The book of Psalms, Psalms 27, a very, very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. But it's a scripture that seems to be dear, not just to myself, but to others as well. And on tonight, we're talking about help. The thought for tonight is he is a very present help in the time of trouble, and it's found Psalms, our scripture turned to Psalms 27 in its entirety. David here is giving you a good example of what to expect in life. He's giving us a good example on how to handle things that we encounter in life. David is assured and is confident in his walk with God, his love for his God, for his Lord, his assurance knowing what his God has done in times past, how his God had delivered him, had brought him out, had manifested himself in David's life to the point where David rested in the knowing, rested in the assurance that Christ, that God would come through for him. And it's good to know that when we go through struggles and we're going to face struggles, we're going to some things in life that we experience, only God can bring us out of. Only God can give us the strength while in the midst of the struggle that we go through. Some things we deal with them in our natural walk or in this natural life we deal with, and it's not so hard to brush ourselves off and to move on to the next phase or not allow that thing to weigh us down. But there are some things, my brothers and my sisters, that only God can deliver us out of, that only God can give us the victory in. And so that's why he encourages us in his word to put on the whole armor of God. He said that's the only way you're going to be able to stand or withstand the wiles of the enemy, is the whole armor. But I want to talk tonight, just if you will, in the book of Psalms 27. I want to read tonight, amen, just a little bit of the word to give you an idea of what David is saying. David first starts off with a declaration, and he declares not only to himself, but to those around him, if you will. He's declaring to not just those around him, but also to his adversary. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He said, "Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life." And David is making this declaration, and he's telling us, he's letting us know, the Lord, nobody else, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So if the Lord is my light and my salvation, so that means when I'm traveling through those dark places in my walk, he's going to be my light. He is my light to shine in those dark places, not to allow me to fall in any ditches or holes or any pits, not to allow me to be bit by any snakes, because his light is shining and I'm allowing his light to shine. And he said, and he is my salvation. Not only did he save my soul from hell, but he saves me daily. Each and every day the Lord saves me from something that the enemy has, some trap, something that the enemy has set for me. The Lord saves me each and every day. And did you not know we need salvation on a daily basis? Yeah, we need to be saved each and every day from something. All right? And he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So not only is the Lord my light, not only is the Lord my salvation, but the Lord is my strength. He is my strength. When I'm weak, when I feel those weak moments in my life, when I feel like I can't go on, or when I feel I need some help, the Lord is the strength of my life. He is the one that gives me and enables me to go on and to face challenge and a new day. He said, of whom, since he's the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? So I'm not fearing any man. I don't fear what man can do unto me, because the Lord is my strength. He's the one that strengthens me. He's the one that has given me the strength to fight the battles that I have fought. He's the one that's given me the strength to go through the tests and the storms that I've already been through. So by me knowing that he is my strength, I'm going to continue to hold his hand, and I will not fear. He said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up on me to eat up my flesh, the Lord caused them to stumble, and they all fell. When the wicked ones, when the evil ones, when the ones that tried to come against me and to fight me, when they tried to eat my flesh up and destroy and devour my flesh and kill me, destroy this body, he said that the Bible said, that the scripture says, that they stumbled and they fell, though a host shall encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be comforted, knowing that of assurance, Jesus, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He said, this is the one thing that I desired of the Lord. He said, this one thing that I desired, and that's to spend the rest of my life, to spend the rest of my days with the Lord. I want to be close to him. I want to be in his presence. And Lord, if you would grant me this and to cause me and allow me to dwell there in your temple, to behold your beauty, if you just allow me, Lord, to do this, this is the one thing that I desire. And since I desire this one thing, that the Lord would allow me to dwell with him and to abide with him, he said, this thing, I'm seeking after this one thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. For in the time of trouble, when trouble comes, he's going to hide me. And not only he's going to hide me, but he's going to hide me in his pavilion. In his pavilion, there's everything I need in his pavilion. Not only is he going to hide me, but he's going to supply my needs while I'm in hiding. Did you hear that? See, while David was hiding from Saul, the Lord yet provided for David while David was hiding from Saul. So when the Lord hides you in his pavilion, in the pavilion, there's everything you need. You have the drink, you have the water, you have the food, the fruit, anything you can think of to meet your needs is in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. In the secret of his tabernacle, where it's the place of worship, he's going to hide me in that place of worship. where I go to worship and adore him, he's going to hide me there. So while I'm worshiping him and praising him, my praise won't be interrupted because he's hiding me. I'm safely hid with the Lord while I'm in his tabernacle. And though my enemies be in the tabernacle with me, though my enemies be there with me. He said in his word, he said in the Psalms, he said in 23rd Psalms, he said, you prepare a table before me right in the presence of my enemies. While my enemies are watching me, are looking at me. And see, it does no good for the table to be spread and for me to sit there and feast of the Lord and my enemies not watch. They have to see because they have to know that it is God who sustains us. It is God who sustained me. It is God who enabled me and gave me the strength to stand. When you said I was going to fall, when you said I was no good, when you threw in the towel on me, when you threw me under the bus, when you cast in your chips on me, the Lord yet stood there with his arms outstretched, ready and willing to receive me. And who wouldn't serve a God like that? He said, now, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Because I know the Lord is with me, and because I seek his face, and he's granted me my heart's desire. I'm going to be able to dwell with him in his tabernacle. I'm going to be able to dwell with him in his temple. I'm going to be able to worship and abide with the Lord. He said in his word that if you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. So while you're going through your struggles and your heartaches and your pains, just know that it's not all in vain. Know ye that your labor is not in vain. Your heartaches, your tears, your disappointments, your misunderstandings, oh my God, you being lied on, you being misunderstood, you being talked about, you being mistreated, you being connived and deceived and tricked. Don't worry about it. God has got your back. And he said, everything that's lost, you're going to get it back and then some. You know, remember the story of Job, how the Bible said that God allowed these things to happen to Job, and the enemy buffed and tucked and tried Job. And the Bible also declared that Job went through so much and lost everything he had. But don't you know, the prophet tonight said the greater is coming later. Don't worry, the greater is coming later. Yeah, you just hold on. You just maintain. You just maintain and allow the Lord to sustain you and keep and hold you and maintain what you're doing. He said he's faithful and he's just to reward you and diligently keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. He's faithful and he's just. So all you have to do is continue to be faithful to God. Continue to work for the Lord. Continue putting your time in. It matters not what the other workers around you are doing. Some may be lackadaisy. Some may be sitting down on their job. Some may be taking a longer lunch break or not a longer break than they're supposed to. And it seems like the workload is falling more or greater on you. The responsibility is falling greater on you. Someone is not doing the job that's been assigned them to do. Don't you worry about a thing. You keep working diligently. And if the work falls in your hands and happens to fall in your lap, then you go ahead and do your work and do that other work too, knowing that your labor is not in vain. God will faithfully and diligently reward you for your work and your labor of love. You continue to keep the right spirit and the right mind and work faithfully as unto God, not unto man. You know why I say that? Because man did not give you the ability and the knowledge to do it is what you're doing. God did not anoint you and appoint you and assign you to that particular job or these tasks that have been placed in your hand if you were not capable to do it. He said, I will not put no more on you than you can bear. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to someone tonight because I watched how my message just changed and shifted. But I want to encourage you tonight. Keep working for the Lord. Your work is as unto the Lord and not unto man. Man will forget praise you. Man will forget to call on you. Man will forget to give you what's due you. But God is faithful and he's just. He's faithful and he's just. I said he's faithful and he's just. Not only is he faithful to continue to do what he promised in his word to do, not only is he faithful to do what he said he's going to do, and to come through for you again and again, like he did in times past, not only is he faithful to do that, but he is just, which means that not only is he going to come through, but his blessing, his reward that he has for you is going to be a justified blessing. It's going to be a justified reward. It's going to be fair, and it's going to be just for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your enemies have got to see and know the God that you serve. Your enemies have got to know that you serve a just God. You serve a righteous God. Yeah, he serves justice. Yes, he does. He's fair and he's faithful. And when you bless God and when you bless God's people and you work diligently for God and you're faithful unto God, God will bless you for what you have done. And not only will he bless you, but there's some, did you not know there's a blessing just for you being faithful? There's a blessing just for being faithful to God and being faithful to your post, being faithful to working to God. There is a blessing that comes with being faithful. Not only is there a blessing that comes with being faithful, but there are other blessings and there are extras that God will place with that. There are extra things that go along with the blessings that go along with your blessing. Do you know that? So continue to be faithful. And while others may be hating on you, while others may be trying to throw stones or throwing stones at you, while others are ridiculing you and ostracizing you, while others are hating on you, while others are jealous of you, because of your anointing, because of your gifts, because of your knowledge, because of what you know, because of you allowing the Lord to use you. See, people have to, you have to understand, some folk just don't like you because they recognize your spirit. You don't have to say a word. When you walk into the room, your presence speaks volumes. Did you not know that? You don't have to open your mouth. I'll even go as far as to say you don't even have to make eye contact with anyone. When you walk into the room, your presence, your spirit makes known, I am in the room. I have arrived. It is nothing that you are doing or have done. It is because of the God that's in you and the God that you're allowing to control and to be the manifold and the main source in your life. And because of that, others are hating on you because you have decided to allow the Lord and you've kept yourself soft unto the Lord. You've kept yourself humble and sweet unto the Lord so he can use you and speak to you. And others are hating on you because of that. You keep on being faithful. But let me get back to my word or tonight. David humbled himself. David recognized, even in him praising and giving God the glory, even in his declaration to God and to people and to his adversaries and to his enemies, letting them know, you may have brought a host against me. You have formulated enough folk. You have went out and you've got together and talked among the people to the point that you've got enough folk together to formulate a war against me. You have enough folk with you that you've gotten together with your mess and junk and your lies and your hate and your jealousy to where you have formed an allegiance and got enough folk to go battle. Now you want to go battle against me and you've declared war against me. Now David said, because you have declared war against me, he said, in this will I be confident. Now that you've declared war against me, now I've got to reassure myself now. He said, Lord, hear, in verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy also upon me, and answer me. And here David is not crying unto the Lord out of fear. No, David is saying unto the Lord, you have blessed me in times past. You have given me the victory in times past. You have given me deliverance and delivered me in times past. You have showed up and you have showed out on the enemy in times past. Now, Lord, hear my cry and do it again. That's what David is saying. He's not saying, oh, I'm fearful and I'm fearful, I'm threatened because of what I've got, or now I don't know what God is going to do, and oh, now I'm lost my footing and I'm not sure. David is standing and he's talking to God in assurance, and he said, Lord, hear my cry. Just like you did in times past, Lord, I need you to do it again. Lord, when you said, thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face will I seek. Lord, I've sought your face. When you told me, Lord, to seek your face, my heart said, Lord, your face I'm going to seek. Now, Lord, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. He said, Lord, in times past you was there for me. In times past you stepped up to the plate, and you showed up and showed out on the enemy. Now, Lord, I need you to do it again. He said, when my father, or even if my father or my mother forsake me, or those that are close around me, even those they say they love me, when they forsake me, and their love is not sure to me, when their love is not complete for me, when their love is not whole for me, even when those that are around me, they say they love me, but they forsake me, those that say they're my friends, but forsake me, those that say they have my back, but forsake me, those that say they're in my corner, and they're supposed to support me, but they forsake me, even when those are close and dear to me, he's saying in verse 10, then the Lord will take me up. He said, I'm not worried. Even if my father, my mother, those that are close, forsake me and turn their back on me, the Lord said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, the Lord is going to take me up. Lord, that's why I'm asking you to teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies, Lord, I need you to teach me your way. I don't want to go out here on my way, because when I go in my way, Lord, I mess up every time. When I go in my way, Lord, I falter and I fumble. Lord, when I go in my way, the enemies defeat me, and they seem to get the victory over me when I go in my way. But Lord, if you teach me your way, and lead me in a plain path, Lord, because of my enemies, I know you're going to allow me to come out of this thing victorious. He said, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. You folk, Lord, the people, they have folk that have, you have some people who will sit up and they don't do nothing but speak ill of you. You have some folk who will do nothing but lie on you and talk about you. They don't have no good to speak on you or talk about when it comes to you. But I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. He promised in his word that he will always be there with us, even to the end of the world. And I want you to know tonight, he's right there with you. He's right there with you. No matter what it seems like, no matter how it looks, the Lord is there. David, as I begin to close, David said in verse 13, he said, I had fainted. You see, he said, I would have fainted. I would have fainted. I would have given up. I would have just lost my mind. I would have lost everything. Oh, my God, unless I had believed to see the goodness, if I would have lost faith, I would have fainted and fell out, unless I would have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, but in other words, while I'm living, now I don't have to wait to die to get no pie in the sky. I remember Reverend Ike years ago used to say that. You don't have to wait till you die to get no pie in the sky. He said you can get it right here on earth. You can receive the blessings of the Lord and enjoy the blessings of the Lord right here on earth. He said, unless I would have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, but I want to encourage you with these last words. If nothing else seemed to stick with you, if nothing else lingers in your mind, if nothing else pierces your spirit, if nothing else gets to you, and what I said on tonight, I can hear David saying, I want you to remember this last verse, verse 14 of Psalms 27. He said, I want you to do this one thing. I want you to wait on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't wait on man, because man's time is not God's time. And man's time, man has his own personal agenda. Man's time. When you go according to man's time, when you're waiting on man, you're waiting on man. Mm-hmm. But when you're waiting on God, oh, bless his name. See, God is control of man, not man in control of God. So I'd rather wait on the one that's in control, that's controlling the man, as opposed to waiting on the man that has to wait on God also, just like I do. So while I'm waiting on the Lord to bring us out or to deliver you or to set you free, while you're waiting on God to answer that request, while you're waiting on God to deliver that individual or waiting on God to bring you to that focal point in your life, while you're waiting on God to bring you out of that situation or that circumstance or that struggle that you've been going through and wrestling with, while you're waiting on God to do what he said he's going to do and what you know him to do, he said, I need you to be of good courage. That's what I need you to do while you're waiting on the Lord. I need you to be of good courage. Why are you telling me to be of good courage when I'm going through this heartache and this struggle? My heart is hurting. Tears are in my eyes even as I'm speaking. Tears are in my eyes even as I'm thinking of what I'm going through. My eyes are welling up with tears and my heart is heavy. How can you tell me to be of good courage when I'm facing this thing, when I'm facing? You don't understand and you don't have no idea what I'm going through or what I'm dealing with. And how can you tell me to be of good courage? He said, what I'm telling you to do is be of good courage, because while you're being of good courage, the Lord is going to strengthen your heart. The courage comes by knowing that God is going to bring you out. That's where that courage comes in at. That's why he's telling you to be of good courage. That's how you can be of good courage, is because you are assured in knowing that God is going to deliver. When you are assured, the courage can kick in. Did you hear what I said? When you're assured of a thing, then you can take courage. If you're not assured of it, if you're not certain of a thing, then you cannot take courage in it, knowing that God will and God can. But you have to be assured. And when you are assured that God can, then you can take courage, because he's strengthening you even now. He's strengthening your heart. My brother and my sister, the Lord is strengthening you right now. He knows what you've been going through. He knows what you've been dealing with. He knows what you've been facing. He knows the heartache. He sees the tears. And he says in his word that he's balming up every one of your tears. Oh, bless the name of God. He said he's balming up every one of your tears. Oh, fret not yourself. Fret not yourself. I hear him talking again in Psalm 37. He says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, because of those people around you that's doing evil, and it seems like they're prospering, and, oh, it seems like they're getting away with it, and it seems like they just, oh, they're so happy and so fancy-free while you're struggling and while your heart is aching and your heart is hurting, because God knows, God sees your tears. He knows your heartache. He hears your cry. My brother and my sister, the Lord hears your cry. And he said, fret not yourself. I heard your cry, and I'm answering your request. Yes, yes, my brother, the Lord is answering your prayer. Yes, he is. And he's turning that situation around even now. Even now, my sister, the Lord is turning the situation around. When you get to your place of abode, when you get to your home, things are going to be different. I'm speaking it now to your residence. In the name of Jesus, turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus, and let peace abide, let understanding abide, let knowledge abide in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke the powers of Satan who come to hinder and destroy. Let your joy abide in that household in the name of Jesus. I decree it, and it is so. When you get to your home, when you abide and get to your place of abode, the Lord is going to meet you there. And I guarantee you, things are going to be different. Things are going to change. Expect a blessing from the Lord for you. Be blessed in the Lord. Enjoy the holiday on tomorrow. Keep the Lord first, even in your enjoying tomorrow. Keep the Lord first, knowing that God is standing by. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Know that all is well. So, Ailes just texted me and asked me what's up.